This is the Seabed Daily Text. From playing dominoes to the domino effect. Colossians 4:2. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Consider this. Throughout this study series, I have likened particular verses to dominoes. Does 2-2 or 3-3 ring a bell? Let's remember again the secret of the domino effect. A 2-inch tall domino can tip into and topple a 4.5-inch tall domino. And a 4.5-inch tall domino can topple a domino just over a foot tall. And that one can fell a domino at 2.5 feet tall. Here's the domino effect. When you get to the 23rd domino in this progression, you've just toppled the Eiffel Tower. When you come to the 31st domino, you just knocked over something 3,000 feet higher than Mount Everest. As I said at the beginning of this book, sit down for this next one. At domino number 57, you are approaching the moon. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. This text is the antidote to casual prayer. The Greek term behind what often feels like the perfectly innocuous word devote is proskartereo. Let's say that together. Proskartereo. It means a fanatically fixated focus. The old word for this kind of prayer was travailing prayer. It's a word we're working to bring back into fashion with the New Room movement, of which I so badly want all of you to be a part. Travailing or fanatically fixated focused prayer cannot be limited to a single domino. It's the DNA of every one of these dominoes. It's what gives the dominoes their innate tipping power. We see this amazing domino effect most prominently and profoundly in the book of Acts. This whole idea of proskartereo figures prominently in each of the following verses. See if you can spot it. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers, Acts 1:14. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer, Acts 2:42. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. Acts 2:46. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word. Acts 6:3 and 4. The dominoes tipped from the upper room with 120 people to the day of Pentecost with 3,000, and all the way to the present day and some 2 billion Christians around the world. In domino effect terms, we've been to the moon and back 1,000 times, and the dominoes are still falling. Impossible things keep happening, and again, great awakenings are still on the horizon. We need to wrap our minds and hearts around these things. Sometimes I think our churches are just playing dominoes when we could be playing with the domino effect. We don't want to look back at the end of our days and realize we were just playing dominoes. Domino 4-2 will be codenamed Prescar Torreo, alias the Travailer. The prayer. Abba Father, we thank you for your Son Jesus, who is both the cause and the effect of the kingdom of God and the church against which the gates of hell will never prevail. Come, Holy Spirit, teach and train me for this way of Prescar Torreo. I confess I am incapable of it apart from you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The questions. Number one, what do you think about this idea of the domino effect and the implications for our faith in the world today? Number two, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being casual and 10 being travailing, where would you rate your prayer life? And number three, what simple step might you take to advance one number higher on the scale? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.